Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain.
Secret destroyer.
Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Trade desire. And a piece of the game.
Of IMAX with your host McCauley Matthew. On the other lines, my co-host Weir Mamo.
What's up?
Hey man, what's going on?
Hey, not much, man.
Yep. On Saturday last week was Super Bowl. The Packers versus the Steelers, and of course the Packers defeated the Steelers for their their second Super Bowl.
This is like their
fourth.
Fourth.
Okay.
Because they won the first two Super Bowls, 1 and 2, And then they won the one with Brett Favre, and then they won this year's one.
Oh, right, 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 yeah. Well, I didn't, you know, I'm not counting, and I don't really care because I'm a Giants fan, so I don't worry much about the Packers or the Steelers history, you know. I just worry about my New York Giant history, but unfortunately,
well, congratulations,
New York Giants
to the
in the
Packers.
Super Bowl.
Hey, well, at least we didn't have a bad, like, you know, my fellow Jet fans, who 2 years in a row, one away from the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, it's too bad. Next year.
Hopefully.
Yeah, but like you were going to say, congrats to the Packers.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers, he was the MVP of the Super Bowl. And yeah, the Packers defeated the Steelers. Yeah, everyone wanted the Packers to win, you know. Tired of seeing Steelers win the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Yeah, they won two Super Bowls in the last 6 or 7 years. So.
Yep. And they've won more overall than everybody.
Yeah. So it was good to see, you know, the Packers beat them. And
yep.
But, yeah, last Sunday I went to a Super Bowl party at my brother's house. And we were talking about this off the air, you know. He invited some of his friends, some dudes, some ugly girls, some more ugly girls. And, you know, I mean, there weren't really any girls that were Megan Fox-like or Scarlett Johansson or even Halle Berry. You know, there wasn't any girls on that level. But, you know, there was a few girls that were cute and good-looking, but they weren't necessarily my type.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I enjoyed myself at a party, you know, eat some food, drink some alcohol, play this little True for Dare wannabe game, you know. Ended up getting a lap dance out of it and to see this girl's boobs. So it was, you know, it wasn't a bad party. I gave it a 9. But, you know, I wish there could have been some better good-looking girls there. I would have given it 10 instead.
Better luck next time.
Yeah, next time, hopefully it'll be better. Next time the Super Bowl party will be at my house. We'll have some good-looking girls there, of course. Because you know me, Will.
That's no.
I'm all about the dimes and the tens.
Nope. And not a penny short.
Yeah, not a penny short. I'm all about the good-looking girls, but my brother, yeah. He definitely decided to go to the ghettos of the five boroughs and find all the ugly girls there. That party was, let's say, you wouldn't find these girls at a strip club. Not a classy strip club like Flash Dancers or Rick's Cabaret. You probably find them in those ghetto strip clubs in Brooklyn somewhere. And some of them you'll even find around the corner as crackheads. But enough about these ugly girls. But there, I did meet one girl there. She was cool, you know. She's not my type, but it looks like we'll be friends. You know, we're talking right now, texting. I don't know what's going to come out of it, but again, you know, I'm not really looking at her for a relationship from her, but we'll see. So, you know, that was my weekend last Sunday.
Well, glad you enjoyed
it. Yeah, you know, it wasn't that bad. Hey, man, you should have came, I told you. You know, it would have been fun if you were there, you know?
Yeah, it sounded like it was fun.
Yeah, you probably would have did something, you know, someone probably would have dared you to get butt naked, and I don't know if you would have done it or not, but
nah, I wouldn't.
That's when I would probably left.
I would have.
Yeah, I told you, like, as soon as guys start daring each other to take off their drawers, that's when I said, you know what, it's time for me to go. Got to go to work tomorrow morning, you know, so. I don't want to see no dude's junk.
Not girls' really.
Breasts, that's one thing. But seeing a guy's balls, that's another.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But enough about the NFL football and guys' balls. Let's talk about some entertainment news. So, what's going on in news? You got Lindsay Lohan. She's being charged with grand theft larceny because she stole that necklace. Remember we were talking about it last week?
Nope.
How she stole that necklace from that store, and they saw her on TV with it, and now, and it magically, it was magically sent back or appeared in that store again.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, since she was the one that, you know, apparently stole it and had a friend return it, now she's being charged with grand theft larceny, so.
Yep. And, this is not the first time she did this. There was another time someone had, like, a mink coat, and she was there, and it magically disappeared.
Yep.
The person recognized it, said it was her, and then magically it reappeared again.
Yeah. And that was an ugly-ass coat. Why would she even steal that anyway?
So why should she steal it, period? I mean, she shouldn't steal to begin with, especially if she makes millions of dollars.
I know, yeah. She makes lots of money. Well, I mean, she hasn't appeared in a movie in a while. Do you think she really makes that much money?
Well, yeah, she's been a child actor for all those years.
Yeah, but, you know, she's probably spent her money on drugs and alcohol.
Well, yeah, that's
a lot of these parties and nightlife events, you know?
But, yeah, maybe she wasn't storing it up. You know, maybe she spent her money wisely and wouldn't have to see all these stuff.
Yeah. Well, I hope she goes to jail for it because she needs to be taught a lesson, and she needs, I mean,
she's
that she's not learning. She's not learning anything.
She's not taking it seriously.
And these celebrities, they think it's a game. They think it's funny, too.
Yeah. So they, you know, they could just buy their way out of prison.
I hope she goes to jail.
Well, she deserves to. She stole, so she has to pay the price.
You know, it looks like she will go to jail, but I wouldn't be surprised if she finds a way to get out of it, like you said.
Well, yeah, she's rich.
Yeah.
Well, she did the crime, she has to do the time.
Yeah.
And hopefully she'll what was I going to say? Hopefully she'll, wise up.
Yeah.
And, she'll grow up a little bit and, you know, stop stealing people's stuff.
Yeah, hopefully. And, you know, hopefully when she gets out of prison, she'll start acting again and make bad movies again. So it's a good thing, right?
Maybe she'll have a better selection with her movies.
Hopefully, because I haven't seen a good Lindsay Lohan movie since...
Mean Girls?
Mean Girls, yeah. That was like 8 years ago, so...
Maybe the water will start... Maybe you and her will start in the sequel.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan, even though she's been through a lot of stuff and done drugs and alcohol and all the partying and, you know, the lesbianism, I would bang the shit out of her. I would still bang the crap because that's still Lindsay, you know. And she's still good looking, so.
Yeah, but if she keeps it up, she won't be.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes she does look like a grandma for some reason.
Yeah. She does look a little bit sometimes.
Yeah.
Cause
but you know me, I'm into grandmas. I told you my age range is 6-8 girls from 18 to 65.
But you told me yours was from 18 to be continued.
Huh? From 18
to
what?
You told me your age range was from 18 to be continued.
18 to 65, man, that's my age. But, you know, there are some girls beyond 65 who still look good, so you never know, man. But I don't care. Whatever happens to Lindsay happens, sir.
Well, hopefully she'll learn her lesson and nothing seriously won't happen to her. Like, she won't get killed or, you know, over there or anything serious like that. But
yeah.
Hopefully she'll get her act together.
Yeah, hopefully.
Killers.
There's a killer who was nabbed today in New York City.
Say what?
Did you hear about this? Like, this guy, he was, I think he got mad at his girlfriend for some reason, and he stabbed her and her mother in an apartment, and then he went on a stabbing rampage.
Mm-mm.
You didn't hear about this? This has been going on for the last day or so.
No, I haven't heard about that.
His name is, I think his name is Sergey or... His name started with S.
Mm.
He's been stabbing people over near, you know, New York City in the subway, and today he was finally caught this morning.
Mm. Thank God for that.
Crazy people, man, in the city.
Oh, yeah.
We see them all the time, especially in the subway.
Oh, yeah, especially.
Did I tell you, like, this past week, like, you know, like, I was on the train, in the crowded train, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I felt this girl necking, she was, like, kissing me on my neck. I'm like, damn, whoever this girl is, she must be fine, you know, kissing me on my neck like this. So when I turn around, I see a homeless dude.
What the hell?
You didn't tell me this. Kissing me on my neck. I'm like, what the hell, man?
What the hell? Are you serious?
No, I'm just joking around.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, but that's just an example of what might happen in the subway.
Yeah, it could happen. It could happen. Like, shoot.
Because
there's a bunch of crazy people on those cells.
Yeah, because you never know. Someone could be kissing you on your neck, and you think a girl is kissing you, and then you turn around, and there's this ugly homeless dude with no teeth munching on your neck like it's like he's freaking
Thanksgiving dinner. Or Angel from the Buffy series or something.
Yeah, Edward from Twilight, you know. And we've seen a lot of crazies on the subway.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny, Will, because when you see a homeless guy on the subway, man, you just clamp up and you're like, you get really tight around them. I see your gestures around them.
I don't clamp up. I just, you know, I'm just alert when these crazy people, you know, pop up. This is New York City.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they can be crazy because at any moment, these homeless people, they could do something, you know, really crazy. Or unexpected, you know.
Sure.
Like a couple of weeks ago, or a few weeks ago, there was like this homeless woman in the back of the train, and she smelled like pee. And her whole clothes smelled like pee, and people were just moving away from her, man. The smell was so... The smell was so intense, like everyone was covering up their noses with their scarves or their jackets.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, I've never smelled something like that.
Oh, I have many times.
Man, it was horrid. Man.
It's like strong alcohol / piss.
Yeah, man. Jesus.
And some people smell like they haven't washed their butts for like 400 years, man. It's really that bad, I'm serious.
Yeah, it was, damn it. I mean, I hope we know one day she gets off the street, but damn, she smells like pee.
Yeah, but I don't know how...
Like
showered
in it or something.
It's really messed up how the situation is. I mean, when you're a little kid, there weren't that many homeless people. I mean, you see a few homeless people here and there, but it's like the city, the people, you know, like Bloomberg and these, you know, rich people, they don't care about, you know, these homeless people.
Yeah.
They're just leaving them on the streets and you know, there's people that are saying that they, you know, like on the news, they say the homeless people, you know, they get mistreated in the homeless shelter. It's that bad that they'd rather live in the street. I mean, what's up with that? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're homeless, I mean, you know, at least go to a place to get yourself a shower.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them are stubborn and hard-headed. They don't want to help themselves out.
Yeah.
A lot of them just stay outside, freeze, pick food out of the garbage or, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't blame some of them because some of them, you know, it's tough for them to get back to work or...
Well, yeah, I mean, some of them are legit. Some of them have legitimate reasons, like their house burned down.
Yeah.
You know, they lost their job. You know, they really don't have a place to go. But some of these people, I mean, they have family. You know, they don't, you know, they have pride. You know, they don't. They would rather, you know, not swallow their pride and, you know, go to a family member or someone they care about you know.
Yeah.
Or they'd rather, you know, live on the streets and, you know, suffer like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no way for a human being. No human being should have to suffer like that. I mean, see people eating out of garbage cans, you know. I mean, it's not right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to have a South Park moment, you know, a final thought moment, but, I mean, it's serious. I mean,
it's really
just depressing to see people like that.
Yeah, it's too depressing to talk about.
I know.
You know what's another depressing thing to talk about? That Justin Bieber movie. Never seen that. That, I don't know. Are you?
Oh, man.
Would you want to see that crap?
Heck no.
Man, I know all these girls, these little teenage girls are gonna go see it.
Oh yeah.
If any dude go see it, I don't want to do an experiment.
Is Vicky gonna do the spear?
Justin Bieber.
No, Vicky Guerrero. Wait, don't spoil it for me.
Oh, no, I'm not kidding.
Oh, she did it, but she just bounced off and didn't really have an effect.
Oh, Will is watching the WWE SmackDown replay. That's what he's talking about right now.
Yeah, I'm watching off a tape. Old school VHS.
Yeah, but back to Justin Bieber, Never Seen Never. If a dude goes and see that, he should be shot.
Well, if a dude sees that, he should just come out the closet.
Man, for real. I mean, I can't stand Justin Bieber, man. All this freaking.
He's annoying. I mean, he's just getting shoved. It's like John Cena in the PG era, you know.
Yeah.
It's like in 2009, he just kept getting shoved down people's throat, and people were just tired with it.
Bieber,
you know, it's like okay, you know, I understand they want to market people, you know, so that everybody, they think everybody love everybody, but come on.
Yeah.
What happened to individualism?
He looks like a lesbian. And I think he went on Ellen this past week or a week ago, and he showed Ellen his purple underwear that he was wearing. What dude wears purple underwear?
What were you saying?
He showed Ellen his purple underwear.
Ellen
in
what?
Purple underwear. Justin Bieber.
Okay.
Who wears purple underwear?
Too much information?
Except for Batman. Didn't Batman wear purple underwear?
Back in the day? I assume black.
No, back in the day when you wore that gray... Or the purple, his old uniform, like the purple and gray. Remember?
Are you talking about the cartoon or the 60s Batman?
Like the 60s, I'm talking about
Adam
the Super
one.
Friends Batman.
I assume it's black, but you could be right.
No, well, the purple,
black
when it was purple and gray.
His
uniform changed.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about, like, the cartoon. You're talking about, like, the Super Friend cartoon one.
Yeah. The comic
okay.
book and cartoon.
Yeah, I think you're all right.
Isn't it purple and gray or something? You don't remember. You're busy watching SmackDown.
But, yeah, I know what you're talking about now. Because I was thinking of the Adam West. You're talking about the cartoon one.
Yeah. Fuck Justin Bieber, Never Say Never. Go see Roommate or Sanctum, even. And those are better movies.
Watching Paint Dry is a better movie.
Anything is a better movie than that.
The Chaperone is a better movie.
Yeah. But real quickly, from the Super Bowl, what was the best commercial that you saw?
Maybe the Darth Vader one.
Oh, that was a funny one, yeah. That was a funny one with the kid dressed as Darth Vader, and he tried to start up the car, and you see the dad in the house starting the car with the car remote, and the kid thinks that's his Darth Vader powers that's doing that.
Yeah, they had him go all over the place.
Yeah, that was a funny one. There was also another one where this guy, I think it was a Doritos commercial. The guy was licking the fingers of this guy who's eating Doritos.
I didn't see the actual commercial, but I saw people talking, showing clips of it.
That was disgusting.
That's not funny. That's just, you know.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I wasn't. I don't see the humor in it myself either.
And the funniest one was where this guy, he was at work, and this other guy told him that he sent him something, sent him a message that he was.
Oh, the taco one, right?
Was that taco?
Yeah, when the guy was at work and he was saying like everybody was having a taco party and nobody invited him, but they invited a guy nobody liked, and after he knows that the text message was sent minutes ago, and he's like, oh
right, yeah.
Yeah, that was before the Super Bowl they were showing that commercial.
Yeah, wasn't he trying to like erase the message from the computers or something? He was trying to pull the wires.
Oh, you were talking about? Oh, you're talking about a different commercial.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think
I'm talking about a telephone commercial, like a wireless telephone.
Oh, I don't remember that one. Remember where this guy said you know, he replied. He sent a reply to all message, everyone in the company. And for some reason, the guy didn't want that message to go out, so he was going to every office and pulling the plug from every computer.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real funny commercial, man.
I forgot the
name of the commercial. But that Darth Vader one was definitely funny. That one was funny. Any other ones you could think about?
Man. I'm trying to think of one. Drawing a blank. I know people say they didn't like that Roseanne Snicker one when she got hit with the log. But I can't think of one.
I actually thought that was funny. Not the commercial, but Roseanne getting hit by a log. Yeah. Well, anyway, we're coming near the end of the show. You want to plug your show real quickly tomorrow?
Yeah, check out my show tomorrow, Sports Urban Legend.
Yeah.
Should be 6 p.m. or I'd assume earlier.
Yeah.
But it should be at 6. Check your local listings tomorrow. And hope you enjoy it.
Okay. Well, see you guys next week for IMAC. Same time here, 11 p.m. This is our new time, so see you on a new edition next week, Saturday, 11 p.m.